Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning. This year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're in Season 4, looking at Chapter 4, Mishnah 20. We're getting towards the end of Chapter 4 soon. So we're looking at Dalet Chaf. We're looking at Elisha talking to us about who we should learn from. Interestingly, Elisha ben Avoy, I believe, is the one that was Acher, known as Acher in the Talmud. He went off the Derech much later on in life, but he still had a disciple, Rabbi Meir, who clung to him like a person to a fire to be warmed, because even though Elisha shed his religiosity, Rabbi Meir felt there was still a lot to learn from Elisha, talking about a pomegranate where you throw away the peel and keep the seeds, for example. Interesting story about Elisha, but there's still what to learn. Elisha ben Avoya Omer. Elisha ben Avoya says, who should we learn from? A sage person, an elderly person, a person with large amounts of life experience. Halomid Yelad, Lamad Hudome, Lidiyok Kusuva, Aniyar Chadash. One who learns Torah as a child, what is he like? Like ink written on fresh paper. Better to learn when you're young and not to start learning when you're older. Of course, Rabbi Akiva started when he was 40, and that was amazing, but it's still better to start at a much younger age. Belomid Zalkin, Lamad Hudome, Lidiyok Kusuva, Aniyar Machuk. Someone who learns Torah in his old age, what is he like? Like ink written on paper that has been erased. But meaning you should always learn Torah, but don't start your journey very late in life. Ideally, start when you're young and you could absorb it better. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda ish kfar habavli omer. Rabbi Yossi says, halomei mina katanim lemahodomer. Someone who learns from the children or from very young people, youngsters, what is he like? Le'ochel anavim b'shulot v'shose yayim yashan. He's like one who eats unripe grapes and drinks new wine, which is not the best way of going about it. You want to have nice, yummy, aged wine for those who drink wine, not myself. And you want to eat good, ripe grapes, not unripe grapes. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Al tistakel bekankan ela bema sheyesh bo. Yesh kankan chadash male yashan v'yashan she'afilu chadash ein bo. One who learns from the elders, what is he like? Oh, sorry, I skipped. Halomen min hazakenim l'mahodom l'ochel anafim b'shulos v'shose yayin yashan. So someone learns from Torah from youngsters, it's like ingwritten, it's like one who eats unripe grapes and drinks wine, but one who learns from elders, it's like one who eats ripe grapes and old wine. Excuse me for that mix-up. Basically, learn from your elders, learn from the sages. And Rebbe says, don't look at the container, but what is in it. There are new containers full of old wine and old containers that do not even have new wine in it. So learn when you're young. Learn from the elders and don't judge a book by its cover, the three major lessons. You know, you could see something, it could look like something's there, something's not there. Don't look at the container, look what's inside. Don't judge a book by its cover. You don't know a person's life story. You don't know a person what's going on in their life. Don't try to judge someone. You don't know what's going on in their life experience, especially someone that has a disability, someone that has a difficulty, someone that has an addiction or affliction. They are not defined by their disability or their affliction or their addiction. That's 1% of their entire being. Do not judge them based on just that. Learn from the sages, learn from the elders, learn from those who could teach you, and learn while you're still young. Don't wait till you're 120. You'll have been lost out on all that you could have learned in your entire life. Learn from a child. We'll learn as a child. The writing on fresh paper, Rabbi Yonah explains, cannot be erased. So too the Torah learned in childhood will not be forgotten. If you learn in your old age, the writing is easily ruined. So too the Torah learned in old age is easily forgotten. Mivchar Paninim explains this with a parable. Learning in one's youth is like engraving on stone, while learning in one's old age is like writing on sand. However, an elderly person should not say, I'm like a dried out tree if I will not retain the Torah. In any case, why should I learn and toil for nothing? He will still be rewarded because he has exerted himself to learn and has done a mitzvah. What does it matter to him if he forgets? He will still be rewarded. We could compare this to an employer who hired two workers. He gave each of them a bucket with a hole in the bottom, told them to spend the day drawing water. The foolish worker said, what use is my work? The wise one said, what does it matter to me? In any case, he will pay me for my labor. The same is true of an elderly person. What does it matter if he forgets what he learns? He will still be rewarded for his efforts. Whether he remembers much or little, what matters is his intentions are for the sake of heaven. Learning from youngsters is like doing it the wrong way. This is because a young person's wisdom has not yet ripened, but learn from the elders the right way. As one ages with wisdom, each day brings new insights into every topic. He enhances his understanding, achieves full comprehension till the matter is easily understood. For in the age there is wisdom and the length of days understanding coming from Eov. And Rabbi Yonah continues and says, don't look at the container. Look what's inside. You don't know what's really inside. There's some new containers with old wine and old containers without new wine. The quality of old wine will not be diminished by a new container. So too, if young people are wiser than their elders, then all should learn from the younger teachers first. This is the difference between the opinion of Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbi Yossi would say that if the elders and the youngsters are all wise, one should try to learn from the elders because their wisdom is usually more fully developed. Rabbeinu HaKadosh said that we do not follow the majority when it comes to wisdom. If there are younger scholars who are wise and their teachings are accurate, they should have a great and they have a great deal of knowledge, one should learn from them. Elihu said both of these things. One of Eov's three friends. I had taught, let days speak out, let abundant years teach wisdom. I had thought that. But it is spirit in the man and the soul from the Almighty that gives man understanding. Originally, his opinion had been the same as that of Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda. Advanced years bring increased wisdom. After he saw that he, a youth, was wiser than his elder colleagues, he said that wisdom is a spirit in man, and that young could sometimes be wiser than their elders. Their wisdom can be more fully developed, their words more correct and clear, in keeping with the opinion of Rabbi. Therefore, it's preferable to choose a younger man who is wise rather than an older and more respected one who is not as wise. So the main things to remember is to learn when you're still young, to learn when you're young, and to learn from the elderly, to learn from the sages, and to make sure not to judge what's in the container. Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge a person, especially if you haven't been in his shoes. You don't know what's going on in his life, especially if a person has a disability and affliction. Don't label them based on that and nothing else. Use person-first language and thinking. It's not a kid with autism, it's not an autistic kid. It's a kid that happens to have autism, not a wheelchair-bound person, a person that uses a wheelchair. It's not the alcoholic, a person who struggles with dealing with alcohol problems. There are ways to go about it. There are things and aspects how we should look at people, how we should relate to people. Remember how to learn, from who to learn, and in what way to learn. And hopefully all your days will be full of learning, full of knowledge, full of Torah. And hopefully you'll have more sensitivity to people around you. You'll look at people around you in a better way, in a brighter way, and the whole world as a whole will, God willing, be brighter as well. Join us next time as we talk about things that can take a person from the world here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.